I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
First, my oldest daughter and her husband and my oldest son's wife came in. And they said, hello. So I said, how we doing, Ma? I said, okay. Well, my birthday had just passed. But all of them, I put a mean, it was the day before. But all of them said they didn't have no money to buy anything, that they would try to do better next year. Well, for the good year, we were at school. Your neighbor and Jack were there. And she said, yeah. Well, I was sitting in that chair back, but you couldn't see nothing behind me. Had the TV going. Paul said, Mama, you got a good show on there. Of course, he got my mind on it more than, he didn't care nothing about the compounded show, but my son-in-law was talking about, Mama, you sure got a good show on there. Jack said, you sure have, Miss. So that's a good one. That's my other son-in-law. Well, I kept a looking at them. Them girls kept going back and forth. And I wonder what that damn thing was doing, going back there and fooling around in my kitchen.
Yeah.
They never did do that. And that got me kind of rared up, but I didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
And Jackie Janelle, she was with him. She was about 6 years old. But she was with him doing just as big as they was. Hello, Kay. Directly my son drove in his pickup. And he said, happy birthday, Mother dear. And I said, well, thank you if it is delayed. I was disappointed. It was about 2 days after my birthday.
Yeah.
And I said, thank you very much. It's better late than never. Like that.
Yeah.
And, of course, his wife went back there with her arm pulled up.
Yeah.
I still didn't pay no attention to it. But I still wondered what in the world was they doing back there messing around in my kitchen.
Yeah.
Cause my birthday was done over.
Mm-hmm.
And my son done called and told me that he had an old recliner. It was nearly wore out.
Yeah.
And he said, Mother, he called me a day or two before we had our birthday reunion at St. Aubrey. He said, Mother said, you know that old recliner of mine you love so well? And says they ain't old time you at my house. I said, yeah, I know it. Well, he said, would you appreciate it if I bring it up there and give it to you for your birthday present? I said, I'm not able to buy any. I thought I'd give it to you if you wanted. I said, son, I appreciate anything you give me. I said, I don't care what it is, I appreciate anything you give me. And he said, okay. He said, I'll kind of fix it up and bring it up there to you. I said, it may not be right at your birthday, but you'll get it. Well, you see, at a reunion, he went around and made up the money to get this all amongst my kinfolks.
Oh, I swear.
I've got the names of them here.
Yes.
And I started to put in, because he always makes up for the, well, I'll say it in a minute. But he always makes up for, pay for the building.
Yeah.
See, we got to pay so much.
Yeah.
For the building. And he always passed his head around. Well, I started to put 50 cents in there, and he slapped my hand.
Oh.
He said, put that back in your pocket, please, will you? And I said, well, honey, I'm going to have to pay for this building, too.
Yeah.
He said, Mama, don't let me have to tell you again, put that back in your pocket.
Mm.
I said, well, just as you say, not as I care. I said, are you going to pay for my eating, too? He said, I guess I can. Well, anyway, kept rocking on, and then Roy said, sis, will you go with me a minute?